Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Non-24 podcast series. Ever Lee, who is totally blind, talks to Blind Matters radio hosts Michael and Lynn about her experience living with non-24-hour disorder and how she copes with her sleep-wake issues. If you have any questions about non-24, please call 855-856-2424 or visit non-24.com. Now let's hear what Ever Lee has to say.
Ever Lee is a totally blind individual, and she has symptoms that are consistent with non-24-hour disorder. And she's going to tell us all about her experience.
Is she calling us from L.A.?
I'm not sure. It says L.A. We'll know in a minute. And she's going to tell us all about her experience with sleep-wake issues.
Okay.
Hello, Ever. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome, welcome.
What part of the country are you calling us from?
I'm calling you from Los Angeles.
Oh, you're in L.A. L.A.
I was right, yeah. Well, you were right. I just saw L.A. up there on the screen. So, Ever Lee.
We are here.
Thank you for joining us.
City of Angels.
The City of Angels. Mm-hmm. So, it's 3 hours earlier by you.
Yes.
Yeah. So, thank you for calling in on time. Can you tell us, Ever, when you first started noticing your sleep-wake issues and share some of the symptoms you experienced and your concerns?
Yes. Sure. I first noticed symptoms, I guess, during my latter 4 years of work. I was working in New Jersey at the time, and I worked for the Department of Health and Human Services. And the latter 4 years of working, I noticed that during the day I would feel so tired. And then in the afternoons especially, I would just feel sleepy, and I would have to just get up and keep moving in order to function and get through the day. But I had no idea what was causing it. As a matter of fact, what I blamed it on was that I was burnt out, I was getting older. So those were the things that I thought were going on, because at the time I knew absolutely not anything about non-24 disorder.
And how long have you been blind?
I've been blind, totally blind, since 1986.
And what is your eye problem?
I have retinitis pigmentosa.
That's what I have. But so, I still have some light perception.
So how did you learn about, how did you first learn
but
about non-
I have no light perception. Well, I was I was attending the Washington seminar that was being sponsored by the National Federation of the Blind in Washington, D.C. this past February, and I was invited to a breakfast. So I went to that breakfast, and Vanda was there talking about non-24. And when I started listening to the people around the table, I thought, this is, these symptoms that they're having are very severe. And I really didn't think that I could identify with any of them. And then later, I learned that there's so many variations, there's so many different symptoms. And that, yes, in fact, as I began to do some research, I learned that and believe, not that I have been officially diagnosed, but I certainly have the symptoms and believe that I have non-24.
And so so how did you feel about that once you learned that, it really was a condition, that you weren't imagining things?
Well, it was good to be educated and to be aware of what was going on with my body rather than just assume. And I think anything that we can find out about our bodies and can share it with others, it certainly is a benefit, not only to us but to others who are blind.
Right. So have you gone to the doctor and discussed your sleep-wake disorders symptoms with your doctor?
I have not gone to an ophthalmologist because I'm totally blind, but I'm still doing research on the website and learning more about non-24. I certainly feel certain that I have it because I cannot tell you when I have actually slept through the night. I wake up every night. And normally it's around 3 o'clock in the morning and sometime hours before I return to sleep. Now, I serve on the National Federation of the Blind Board, so I have a lot of responsibilities in going around to the different conventions and being the keynote speaker at the banquet and and then I have to give the national report. And so I have responsibilities. And in order to do that, what I have learned to do is to, you know, really eat properly, eat healthy, as a matter of fact, a lot of fruits and vegetables. And the other thing that I do is I exercise on a routine basis.
How do you exercise? How do you exercise? How do you exercise?
In my home, I have an elliptical, and I get on that. As a matter of fact, just a half an hour ago, I was on the elliptical for 45 minutes.
Very good. I do a treadmill, yep. two mile hour walk for 1 hour, so I walk 2 miles every morning.
Good. That is excellent. I know we find that there's so many blind people that are overweight, and and I think it's so important for us to stay healthy.
And you know what's so easy about walking that treadmill is put on a talking book. I'm really not going anywhere, but I'm really into the book, and I'm doing a 2 mile walk.
No, that's excellent.
Yes.
So, Ever?
I think that's great. Yes.
What advice would you give to somebody who was newly diagnosed with non-24? And what would you tell them when they go to their doctor? What should they say from your experience? I know you didn't go to the ophthalmologist, but what would you advise them?
What I would advise them to do is to talk to their doctor about their symptoms, if you're staying awake at night, if you're unable to stay awake during the day. Talk to the doctor, because doctors need to be made aware of this non-24. We as patients can educate our doctors about the symptoms that we're having and make them aware, and then they can then do the research and share it with other patients. So educating them about what we are experiencing, I think, is extremely important.
I caught on something that you said that I would like to help maybe change your mind a little bit when you said you don't go to an eye doctor at all because you're totally blind. Well, I've mentioned this on a show before, and recently in the last year, I have been seeing my eye doctor. I'm a VA. But I found out, even though you can't see, nothing can be done. They check for pressure in your eyes. That's so you won't get discomfort. I'm taking blood pressure pills or pressure pills for my eyes so it doesn't get uncomfortable and hurt. I have a retina that's slightly detaching. They're going to take a look at that. Because if it detaches, then I'm going to have discomfort in my eyes again.
We actually had an eye doctor on here saying that someone, even though they're totally blind, should still see the doctor for the eye pressure and many other things.
Exactly.
Because...
Well, let me clear that up.
Yes.
I don't go on a consistent basis, but yes. As a matter of fact, I go to the Doheny Eye Institute to get my eyes checked
for
pressure.
Okay.
Very good.
Yes,
good.
Absolutely. You are absolutely correct in that.
Right.
I think that's important.
Yeah, we want our brothers and sisters to know that they should go to the eye doctor,
absolutely,
even though you're totally blind, because you keep your pressure and everything else set up straight. Because if your eye pressure is messed up, you get all kinds of problems with your head, not with your eyes, because you lose your eyes, but you can have pressure with your head. Yes.
That is correct.
Did you speak?
Yes, it can create other problems.
Yes.
We have more questions to ask you, but before we go to break, I was just curious. Did you go to the convention in Orlando? Were you one of the keynote speakers?
I did go to the convention in Orlando. Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. So
it
I'm
was
sure.
A great convention.
Well, next time you go to Orlando, you can come by here and come on the radio.
Yes, you can.
I will be there. I will be there next July.
Okay.
All right.
And guess what? By July, we'll be in L.A. as well, so you'll be able to hear us live in L.A.
So hold on, Ever. We're gonna. Oh, now we just told we'd still have a minute.
Yeah. We come on the radio in L.A. sometime early spring to be able to hear the show live in L.A. as well as San Francisco and San Diego.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yep. Most of the cities in the country, all the major ones, you'll be able to hear the show live. Yes.
We hope to have about 1 million listeners by next year.
Yeah, next year, June, we're shooting for 1 million listeners.
All right. So
every Saturday.
And where in New Jersey did you have your job?
I worked in Camden, New Jersey.
Oh, down by Michael's territory.
Oh, my territory,
Yes, that's over the bridge from Philadelphia.
Yeah, he knows.
Yep, I know. I'm from Cherry Hill as well as Philadelphia. Lived in Cherry Hill for a few years, and I'm a Philadelphia boy.
I lived in Cherry Hill for many years.
Yep.
All right, well, hold on, Ever. We're going to catch you. We'll talk to you again.
Stay right there. Don't go away. We're going to go to break. See you on the other side of the break.
We are talking to Ever Lee, and Ever Lee is from my home state of New Jersey. Welcome back, Ever.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have some more questions for you. You were telling us all about your experience with non-24 disorder. So what is your biggest challenge living with sleep-wake issues?
I would say my biggest challenge is not being able to sleep through the night, and oftentimes I have to travel early in the morning, and so I've gotten very little sleep. And then once I get the airplane and get where I'm going, I try not to schedule anything the day of travel on that evening because I am just a zombie. So the biggest challenge is...
Because it really has to mess you up with 924 and then the travel times. And
Boy,
you're really messed up.
So the biggest challenge is trying to, keep my energy level up so that I can perform the responsibilities that I have.
Exactly.
So you have adjusted your daily life, as basically, or like you said, if you have a trip, you adjust the time schedule so that it works with your symptoms.
Exactly. That's what I have to do.
So when you told your family that you thought you had non-24 symptoms, did they say, "What are you talking about?" What did they say?
It's like, what else? What else?
What else is...
me, it was like, what else?
So have you spoken to your family or friends?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
I've spoken to my friends. And actually...
And you told them it's real.
Yes. And when I have complained about feeling tired, I felt guilty. But I don't have to feel guilty anymore.
No, you got a legal excuse to go to sleep.
Exactly. And not that I fall asleep during the day, because I try to adjust that. Actually, what I do is go to bed very early.
Oh, I could never do that.
No. In L.A., the sun is up and it's bright. But most of the time when I'm home, I do travel a lot, but most of the time when I'm home, like for an example, I've been here a week today, and I was totally exhausted.
Oh, you don't live there?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
I got here. I travel a lot, but I got back home last Saturday. And so I've been here for a week.
Mm-hmm.
I have to travel again on Thursday.
Wow.
So in between times, I try to get a lot of rest. And that does help.
So why do you travel so much?
That was my next question.
I travel a lot because of the work that I do with the National Federation of the Blind.
And the Braille Institute, I understand.
The Braille Institute, I go over on a Tuesday. And that's just one day out of the week. But that has been fewer times recently because I've traveled so much with the Federation of the Blind.
And what do you do with the National Federation of the Blind?
I serve on the board, and so I've been asked to sit in on committees. Like right now, we are preparing for our 75th anniversary, which is going to be there in Orlando. And it's going to be the 4th of July week in 2015. So we have already begun to prepare for that.
That's 2 years away. Now, this year coming up is 14.
That's right. That is correct. But we have already begun to meet and to talk about our plans for that convention.
Wow,
next
2 years
week,
away.
I'll be going to Sacramento, California for the California convention. And then I'll have a week, and then I go out to Nebraska.
It's no wonder you don't get any sleep.
What are you doing in Nebraska?
I'm the national rep in Nebraska.
Tell me there's blind folks in Nebraska, too?
Yes. Can you believe it?
Can you believe that?
Actually, it's a large affiliate out there in Nebraska.
Is that right?
Yes.
So what's the most...
You have to think about going to Omaha.
Yeah.
I didn't think about going to Omaha.
Yeah.
I didn't know if there was enough brothers and sisters out there who listen to our show in Omaha.
Oh, I don't know, but I certainly will make them aware.
Okay.
Ever, what is the biggest initiative that you're working on right now and that you'd like other people to join in and get involved?
I would say that just making people aware that there is a legitimate disorder called non-24, talking to people no matter where I go. And the other thing is, There's so many issues that we're dealing with as blind people. Fair wages for workers with disability. I'm constantly working on that. And another bill is called TEACH, where it, and that stands for technology education, advocacy in higher education, and high schools and colleges. We're working on that. And another issue is called space available. You know, if a blind person is has to retire from service because they are disabled, they don't have the same privilege as other persons who are in the service and retire have in riding the military aircraft. So we're working on that as well.
Yeah, and I'm a vet, too, so keep on working.
Yep.
I'm an ex-Navy CB. No, not ex. There's never an ex.
And,
always a Navy CB.
And then we have a guest on in a few minutes. Well, not in a, yeah, in a few minutes, yeah. About 20 minutes. His name is Charles Brooks, and he's a retired
Air Force.
Veteran.
Oh,
and he's blind also.
He knows all about it.
Yes,
yeah.
We have a segment catered to the veterans.
We have a lot of veterans listening.
Yeah, that's
all right.
Excellent.
So what is the website, and how can people obtain more information about Non-24 Ever? What would you suggest?
It's www.non-24.com.
Okay. And that's where people should go if they'd like to learn more about it, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's where they should go.
All right. Well, thank you very,
like
very much.
We'd like to have you on again.
You
please
were very
call in.
Nice
Absolutely.
To talk to.
You're an easy person to talk
yeah.
to, too.
Yes.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed it very much. Thank you all so much, and thank you for what you do.
To learn more about Non-24, please call 855-856-2424 to speak with a health educator or visit non-24.com. Thank you for tuning in to the Non-24 podcast series, and keep checking back for insights from physicians, life coaches, and patients about managing your Non-24.